Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me set the stage. Gateway National Recreation Area, a unit of the National Park System, is the lifeline to the outdoors in the middle of New York City. Facing political pressure, the Biden administration rubber-stamped a lease proposal to allow the construction of shelters for migrants inside the park boundaries. The lease was signed, and I would not be surprised if they're constructing migrant shelters as we speak.
In New York City, where elderly American war veterans are being thrown out on the street to house the never-ending illegal invasion that may soon be flooding our national parks.
What is this?
I don't know. You know, you don't have right to do this.
I don't have the right to do what?
Yes, you don't have right to film in here. That's what I'm telling you.
What is this over here, and who are you?
You hear me? Make this the last time you approach a member of the public giving them orders.
It was very disgraceful what they did to the people in Island Shores. I said, no, 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 you're not moving me. And they said, yes, 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 we are. Everything was done behind closed doors.
Meanwhile, in Chicago, the locals have finally had enough from their Democrat overlords.
My name is Beatriz Ponce de Leon. I'm the deputy mayor for immigrant, migrant, and refugee rights.
And if you think it was loud inside, it was just as rowdy outside because many people were not allowed in because they reached capacity.
What I want to say is to Mayor Brandon Johnson, we are disappointed in you. This is the community that supported you. How dare you?
Only time will tell as election season grows nearer, as Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas flip-flops on his border wall hysteria.
I want to address today's reporting relating to a border wall and be absolutely clear. There is no new administration policy with respect to the border wall.
They had a choice. What happened was Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, I believe he was correct when he put out a memo that said that there is this voluminous amount of historic proportions of illegal migrants crossing the border and that they need to do something to secure it. And guess what? They're putting up these barriers, i.e. a border wall. And what happens a few hours later? He's like, oh, we don't believe in border walls and we're being forced to do it.
Meanwhile, chaotic carnage streams across our border as yet another bus crash kills 18 migrants. Unchecked disease embeds itself into the heartland as tuberculosis and other diseases skyrocket.
The city is actively monitoring 500 cases of this illness.
Tuberculosis is a serious disease that kills millions worldwide. But in the United States, we're not used to seeing a lot of it. Until now.
While Mexico warns that at least 10,000 military-aged men will pour into the United States on a daily basis.
And he said, yeah, the UN sent me over here. I'm a soldier for the UN. And they gave me this card. And it's got a computer chip in it, like a bank card, you know. But it's got the guy's picture on it, information, number. And he was told to go to a certain city and get a place to stay and wait. They would get in touch with him through the phone. He's not just going to come live here. If he's a soldier for the UN, he's not going to come live here for 6 months and then pay him $2,200 a month. Okay, whatever they're planning on doing it within, I would say, the next 90 days to 120 days.
Google my name, Todd Benzman, and Unit 910, and you'll see all of my reports on that. They are clandestine agents in American cities, armed to the teeth with target lists, already drawn up, waiting for orders from Tehran. If things really blow on the northern border in Israel and we help, watch out for Unit 910.
They admitted to us they have 2 dozen terrorists here in America they can't track. 220,000 a month? What if
1% of those individuals were affiliated, 1%, with criminal organizations that we know of, with cartels that we know of, with foreign terrorist organizations that we know of. And they are in and around America and have been moving in and around America for 2+ months with CCP funding, Iranian support, Mideast terrorist organization financing, all to do one thing, establish sleeper cells in the U.S. and wait for the right time to do this to us.
John Bound reporting.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, an honor, a privilege to be here live with you from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. And while I have a loaded news desk, the main topic of discussion today will yet again be the aftermath of what we saw in Israel over the weekend, and of course now the attacks on the Gaza Strip. Now, we've also got Dr. Francis Boyle, who is a great guest with great geopolitical knowledge, coming on in the second hour. And then we have Joel Skousen, who is a great guest with great geopolitical knowledge, coming on in the third hour. And I'm going to remain neutral in those conversations and just let their experience and their knowledge come through the airwaves. But I also want to try to remain neutral in covering all of this news, because when we get emotional and we get reactionary, we can be misled, we can fall for propaganda, and we can make mistakes. And I'm seeing way too much of that today. And the other thing I'm noticing is a double standard that doesn't add up to me. But before I get into all of that, let me just tell you the different angles, the different aspects that we have covering up, that we have coming up that we're going to be covering today. Now, this whole story about the babies being beheaded, they're saying they found 40 babies beheaded. Well, this is about the worst possible thing you can imagine, the worst possible thing you can hear. And, you know, I don't even think it's fair to say, well, America's aborted 60 million babies, so what's 40 beheaded babies? America has aborted 60 million of them. I don't really think that's fair to say, but you notice that you will have the same people poo-pooing 60 million aborted babies, and you'll have Democrats that say, yeah, you should be able to abort babies right up to birth, but then this is an act so horrendous that we need to go to war over. But there's another angle to that that I find more important. There's another angle to that that I want to cover today. But I'm going to do that when we come back in the next segment. Now, there's also this bloodlust and this greed for never-ending war. So how do we possibly have that going on? Well, you've got us with the unlimited funding and supporting of Ukraine. And now I suppose it's going to be whatever Israel needs as well. What happens if China goes into Taiwan? Is that going to be another situation? And then how can the Biden administration say this, and John Kirby confirmed it, that climate change is still their number one concern, man-made climate change and carbon emissions? Boy, yeah. How much climate change is caused by war? That doesn't seem to matter. They can make as many weapons as they need. They can have as much war as they want. That's all fine. That doesn't cause climate change. But you driving a car, that's the problem. You having a gas stove at home, that's the problem. You eating steak dinner with your family, you having barbecue with your neighbors, that's the problem. Them making unlimited weapons for unlimited wars, that's not in the equation of stopping man-made climate change. And so right there on its face, this argument or any legitimacy to the idea that humans on planet Earth need to have their carbon emissions monitored and curtailed should be thrown out the window. So the government, the world government that keeps the world in a state of perpetual war, which I'm sure isn't good for the climate, at least by their own measurements, says that you have to be controlled, you have to care about man-made climate change, but they can make weapons and jets and war all over the planet. That's all fine and good. You, the citizen of planet Earth, you need to be monitored. You need to be enslaved. You're causing climate change. Ignore that giant nuclear explosion down the road. Or even ignore the chemicals that they spray in the air right above your head. But, of course, they're using this war now for some of their other agendas. And they're saying, oh, well, maybe these terror groups are funded by cryptocurrencies, so we've got to stop cryptocurrencies. Maybe these terrorists are using Twitter to communicate, so we need to shut down Twitter. Boy, isn't that convenient. How convenient that is. And now you see this other narrative coming along, which was always the case. Yeah, we've got this thing called the Second Amendment. You know, the founding fathers of this country were pretty smart men. They were pretty advanced in their foresight and their political knowledge in ways that we really don't properly respect. But they're saying, look, now gun ownership, advocacy and activism is up in Israel. Oh, really? Oh, other countries now see the need for the Second Amendment. Bolsonaro becomes president of Brazil. They get more gun rights. The communists take over. They strip the gun rights. Crime goes back up. You look at every major city in the United States of America, run by Democrats with gun control, has the highest rates of gun violence. But oh my gosh, we're just realizing it now that private gun ownership and self-defense is an important thing as Israel loosens up its laws so that citizens can have guns and defend themselves. Yeah, again, the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, we understood this hundreds of years ago even. Why is it a debate now? It shouldn't be. Then there's the Joe Biden aspect. Then there's the Joe Biden aspect. Why has Joe Biden been so missing in action during all of this? Well, it's Joe Biden, and he obviously is in need of a lot of care and rest. But there might be another reason that they don't want to tell you, because the White House is putting out all this propaganda. Oh, Biden's been busy. He's been on the phone. Look, somebody typed up a 100-page statement. It shows how hard Biden's working. Well, no, Biden is actually being investigated right now for the last 2 days. Joe Biden has been investigated for the classified documents he was storing at his private residence, you know, with the famous garage photo with the Corvette and the secret classified documents stacked up behind it, and then also the Penn Biden Law Center in Pennsylvania that was run by the Chinese communists that they had access to, probably. So Joe Biden is actually being investigated. Now, I'm not saying anything is going to come of those investigations, but the crimes they're accusing Donald Trump of doing with the classified documents, Joe Biden actually did. And he wasn't the president, as Trump was. So he's been investigated for the last 2 days over that. My guess is nothing comes of it, but the White House isn't telling you about that. They're just saying, oh no, Biden's been very active during all of this. Actually, he had a barbecue lunch with a live band at the Rose Garden while he's being investigated. That's what's going on.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Considering how to broach these topics today, knowing how polarized this issue is, I try to find ways and angles and perspectives that make it consumable and palatable for everybody, even if you might disagree, because unfortunately, when there's emotional reactions during war or atrocities like this, people's common sense and their what might be a 20/20 vision is now skewed and is now manipulated. And when you're emotional, it's hard to admit that. And when you see atrocities, it's hard to accept that that might be the case, because we are emotionally driven conscious beings. But I have to consider and I have to look at some other angles here. And I'm surprised that more people don't have this same response. And I guess I should even be more specific. We've seen a political movement happening in this country. We've seen it behind Donald Trump and even InfoWars, where people talk about fake news. And where people will admit our politicians are lying to us all the time. But so how is it that those people that understand that paradigm now, so you're saying the same media and the same politicians that you know lie to you about everything else, but they're being honest about this situation in Israel? See, that might stir you up emotionally, doesn't it? But what is so irrational about what I said? You know the news lies to you. You know it's propaganda. You call it fake news. You know our politicians lie to us. You know they lie to get us into wars. It's the military-industrial complex. So let's just take a step back. The same people that you know lie to you about everything are being honest about what's going on in Israel. Do you really believe that? Just asking questions, which we should all be doing. And I see this notion coming out of D.C. We have to support Israel at all costs. We have to support Israel at all costs. Well, even if you believe all the news and this is the worst thing ever by Hamas and the beheaded babies and the slaughter at the concert and their desire to wipe the state of Israel off the map and kill all Jews, let's say that it's the fully worst vision of Hamas, or even Palestinians that you can have, let's still take a pause here. Because actions have consequences. What does supporting Israel at all costs look like? And then what are the consequences of that? If we support Israel at all costs, what if that leads to World War III? What if that leads to a nuclear war? Do you want to still support Israel at all costs? Is that still worth it to you? What if Americans get brought into this? What if our homeland becomes under attack or involved in a World War III? What if it's your sons and daughters getting drafted by the Biden administration to go fight in a World War III, started over a religious war, a holy war that has nothing to do with you? Is it still worth it to support Israel at all costs? What if supporting Israel at all costs means that we draw into a larger conflict with Iran? What if China and Russia have already decided geopolitically that they're going to be siding with Iran in this escalation? And then that leads to more escalation and more war and World War III or nuclear war. Do you still want to support Israel at all costs? I don't see people asking this. I see them jumping off the ledge. Hey, maybe you argue that morally, supporting Israel is the right thing to do. Geopolitically, supporting Israel is the right thing to do. But again, at what cost? We have to think about these things. The art of war, chess, that's how this stuff goes. So to everybody out there that's jumping off the ledge, we have to support Israel at all costs, I would just ask, what if that cost is World War III? What if that cost is our homeland, the United States of America, getting under attack? Do you still think we should support Israel at all costs? Who's asking these questions? Who's considering these things in their heightened rhetoric? Another thing I'm noticing, we humanize one side of these stories, but not the other. And this doesn't just apply to Israel versus Palestine. This applies to really everything, doesn't it? We never humanized the war in Yemen. We don't humanize what goes on in the streets of the United States of America. Pick any major American city. This last weekend, there were multiple victims of gun violence, dozens wounded, dozens killed. We don't humanize that. We don't humanize the American suffering in the streets of Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, St. Louis, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland. I could go on. We don't humanize that. We don't draw emotional responses over that. We could, but we don't. And by the way, that's in your own backyard. That's right here in your own country where those humans are suffering. But you get more emotional over a holy war, centuries old holy wars on the other side of the planet that really doesn't even have to affect you. Why? Why is it that I hear about all the atrocities that happened in Israel, but when I see an entire city in Gaza completely leveled, I'm not supposed to be emotional, I'm supposed to celebrate? Why? And there was a major controversy over a statement released by the Israeli government and Netanyahu where they said savages and animals, and they clarified, we didn't call them animals, we called them savages, and we weren't talking about the Palestinians. We were talking about Hamas. Okay, well, I guess you could call Hamas savages. I don't think too many people would argue that after what we saw. But are you telling me that the hundreds of buildings you just flattened in Gaza where Palestinians were living, are they all Hamas? Are they all savages? So that double standard doesn't make sense to me. You make sure to clarify that the Palestinians in Gaza are not savages, you're only talking about Hamas, but then you go and completely level the Palestinians in Gaza. And then they don't get humanized. So I'm just asking questions here, folks. I'm not picking a side. I'm just asking questions. And quite frankly, if I am choosing any side, I'm choosing the side of the United States of America. Because we got our own problems right here in our front yards, our backyards, our kitchens, our living rooms, our bedrooms that we need to address before stuff that goes on the other side of the world.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached a critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now, again, I ask, because many people who I thought understood this. We've seen a whole political movement in this country, a new renaissance in this country that understands how propaganda works more than ever before.
We call it the fake news. We have the congressional approval rating, the lowest it's ever been. We understand that the media lies to us. We understand that our politicians lie to us. But I'm sure we're getting the full truth on the situation in Israel. No. No. I'm not going to think that way. And I want to rewind the clocks back to a famous moment of propaganda that got us into a war. Because you notice there's always a consistency before a large war. There's a false flag. There's a big lie. There's an emotionally driven response. And then there's a devastating war. Now, I'm not an insane person. And I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. That's not going to be us here at InfoWars. Even if that means swimming upstream, even if that means hitting the barbed wire first. But let's rewind the clocks back. This is not even debated anymore. And I'll show you with all the different headlines. But you may recall this famous moment in 1990 that got us into the Gulf War. Emotional. Children. And a giant lie. Do you remember this?
My mother and I were in Kuwait on August 2nd for a peaceful summer holiday. My older sister had a baby on July 29th, and we wanted to spend some time in Kuwait with her. I only pray that none of my 10th grade classmates had a summer vacation like I did. I may have wished sometime that I could be an adult, that I could grow up quickly. What I saw happen to the children of Kuwait and to my country has changed my life forever. It has changed the life of all Kuwaitis, young and old. We are children no more. My sister, with my five-day-old nephew, traveled across the desert to safety. There was no milk available for the baby in Kuwait. They barely escaped when their car was stuck in the desert. Desert sand, and help came from Saudi Arabia. I stayed behind and wanted to do something for my country. The second week after invasion, I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well. I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor. It was horrifying. I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
Now, it is not even disputed that that entire testimony was fake. And you can do a quick internet search and find hundreds, if not thousands, of articles. I mean, here's some I just decided to print just for brevity's sake. I mean, even leftist, liberal websites all admit this. Of course, they were anti-war at the time because there was a Republican in office, George Bush. So they're anti-war when a Republican in office. They're pro-war when a Democrat in office. But let's just look here. Here are the headlines. It's not even questioned. How false testimony and a massive U.S. propaganda machine bolstered George H.W. Bush's war on Iraq. Democracy Now! Washington Post, the Kuwaiti incubator hoax. Washington Post, the Kuwaiti incubator hoax. The fake news in 1990 that propelled the United States into the first Gulf War. The great lie of the Gulf War, how a false testimony changed the public view of the war. Kuwait story of babies removed from incubators refuses to die, even though it was fake. Propaganda. Remember the Kuwaiti babies. Now, again, hundreds, if not thousands, of these stories. It's not even debated anymore, that that was war propaganda to get the United States involved in the Middle East and the Gulf War. And it's not the only time there's been a false flag to get us into war. We were lied to about the Gulf of Tonkin. And if the theories are true that Netanyahu or intelligence networks let Hamas have this attack so that they could launch a further war, that wouldn't be the first time that has happened either. So, yeah, I understand the emotional response. I'm not a heartless, soulless person. When you see the story and the headlines, Hamas slaughters 40 babies and children in one town with some beheaded, Israeli military and government says. Yeah, that's about as bad as it gets. That's about as horrific as you can imagine. But you know what? When you are at war, and you are in the field, and you are in the trenches, and I'm not here comparing myself to field warriors, but you know, we are in an info war, and I am in the trenches here, and you got to keep a level head. And you can't get distracted, and you can't get manipulated, and you can't get deceived. And so, that's not going to be us. That's not going to be me. Now, am I saying that this is fake news? Am I saying that they're lying about this? Am I saying they false flag this? No. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying I know propaganda exists in times of war. I know false flags lead us into more war. And I know how they use the emotions of people with deception to get more support for wars. For reasons and benefits that are not for the very citizens and the people they claim that they are for. And there's a reason why I have consciously decided to not show any of the footage, really, from what's been going on since this weekend. Now, obviously, some of it we just know is true. Some of it's just live cameras and live reporting, like all the bombing of we seeing of the Gaza Strip today. But, you know, some of the videos that I'm seeing of the kids, like, for example, one video was going around with a bunch of kids in cages. And everybody was saying, look at what Hamas is doing to kids. Totally fake. Totally fake. Video from years ago, and really the origins of it are debated, whether it was in Syria or whether it was even Palestinian kids in cages. They don't know. But everybody shared this video. Ted Cruz, Mark Levin, look at what the Palestinians are doing. Look at what Hamas is doing, putting Israeli babies in cages. Fake news, propaganda. I don't even want to get into all the Israeli Instagram models that they have now in these videos. Again, I'm just not showing any of that stuff because I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real. And I am going to make damn sure I'm not part of promoting any war propaganda or any false flag propaganda to manipulate this audience emotionally and draw us into a larger conflict. And again, I ask, to those saying we must support Israel at all costs, what if the cost is World War III? And what if the cost is us going to war, your sons and daughters going to war, or an attack on our homeland? Should we still support Israel there? Just
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If the images from the Gaza Strip today don't break your heart, just like the images from Israel over the weekend, then I think you have hate in your heart. And, you know, I understand people that might have that hate, if you are from that region, if your family is from Israel or Palestine, or maybe you can even date your lineage and your family history to the Ottoman Empire from hundreds of years ago when this conflict was raging and wars were raging. You know, then maybe I understand that. But man, if you're here in the United States of America and you were able to escape that and enter into a land of peace and prosperity and independence and you're still harboring that hate in your heart, man, that's sad. That's sad. And when I see this all over the world now, pro-Israel protesters facing off with pro-Palestine protesters in the streets of London and Germany and the Netherlands and Australia, all over the United States of America, breaks my heart. If you want to be a part of that culture, if you want to be a part of that never-ending holy war, centuries old, then go back to that region. If you want to talk about how Hamas needs to be slaughtered, then sign right up for the war. There's plenty of people in Israel that have, by the way. In fact, hundreds of thousands have now volunteered to join the ranks of the Israeli military. So for them, that's understandable. But that's not me. That's not my country. That's not my war. And it shouldn't be. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I am filling in for Alex Jones today, that's because Alex Jones is currently on a top secret mission. And it might not be so top secret by the end of the day. I'm not so sure when this is going to come out, but it might be by the end of the day. Certainly, you'll find out about it by the end of tomorrow. But let's just say Alex is up to some pretty epic and important stuff today. Now, talk about epic stuff. The new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The follow-up to The Great Reset and the War for the World. This is the latest book by Alex Jones. And man, you know, that one was a real focused dissertation about the Great Reset and the globalist plan for the corporate world government. This goes even deeper into the phenomenon and gets into the cultural aspects, the artificial intelligence aspects, and so much more, but also how we the people can have a great renaissance in the face of it. And so not only is this copy available at InfoWarsStore.com, you can get a signed copy by Alex Jones exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And this basically operates like a fundraiser. When you buy the autographed copy at InfoWarsStore.com, that goes towards funding this operation and keeping us on the air. Despite all the lawfare against us, all the censorship against us, they're putting me in prison for my speech. We will still be on the air thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you buy the autographed copy, I've already got my autographed copy. I might have an inside track. Let's just say I got an inside track. I got my autographed copy already. But you can get yours exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Awakening. This might be some prison reading for me. Learning more, by the way. It does appear you can send me books while I'm in jail. And I'm not going to go too much further into this. I will be hosting the War Room today. Let's see, I've got 2 weeks, officially 2 weeks, until I turned myself in to a federal prison for a speech crime, as this is going down now in the Biden Department of Justice and U.S. attorneys. I'm going to jail for a speech crime. So I'm now a four-time actual speech prisoner, but this sentencing, obviously, the most egregious of them all. So, but just so you know, again, totally appreciative. Thanks to you. I'm still appealing this. The legal fight is not over yet. If they can imprison me for my free speech rights, then they can imprison you. So we have to battle this legally till the bitter end, whether I'm sitting in a jail cell or I'm here on the air. And your continued support at DefendOwen.com makes that possible. But pay attention to the War Room for the next 2 weeks, because I'm going to tell you ways where you can still support me, where you can send me stuff like books when I'm in jail, or you can make sure there's money in my commissary so I can buy other stuff while I'm in jail. I'm still learning all these details myself, quite frankly. But stay tuned at the InfoWars War Room at band.video, and I'll make sure that you guys have all those details. Also, though, We have a 24-hour flash sale happening right now. The Real Red Pill Plus, 40% off, 24-hour flash sale. This is only 24 hours. This is only 24 hours. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to wait, I'm going to get the Real Red Pill Plus for 40% off tomorrow, won't be there. Won't be there. 24 hours only, Real Red Pill Plus, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Very important ingredients like vitamin K, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, the pregnenolone, the beetroot, naturally occurring caffeine, the Real Red Pill Plus, part of my daily regimen. 40% off, 24-hour flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right. Boy, oh boy, where to go from here before we're joined by Dr. Francis Boyle? Let me just continue to pile drive through some of these headlines. Now, again, I'm just trying to think critically and logically here. When the Israeli security minister says there will be no electricity, no food, no fuel, everything is closed, talking about in Gaza, we are fighting human animals and will act accordingly. But again, they say, oh, we're not calling the Palestinians animals, just Hamas, but then it's the Palestinians that are actually dealing with the aftermath of the Hamas attacks. And the president of El Salvador, I think, put it best as he comes from a Palestinian background. He says, the worst thing for Palestine right now is Hamas. But now the Gaza Strip and Palestinians are suffering the consequences for what Hamas did. But they want to make sure, oh, we're not saying Palestinians are animals, only Hamas. But then they destroy all the Palestinians' homes. And by the way, this is not new. This has been part of the controversy for years. Israel shutting off water, gas, electricity, and all the other stuff. So, again, this is not my fight. This is not supposed to be my emotional fight. And when I see these issues get humanized, but not what goes on in my own backyard, with the American poverty, the American drug abuse and addiction, the violent crime wave in our streets. I mean, how about the collapsing of our economy? The cost of living is almost unaffordable in this country now. Nobody humanizes that. Not to mention the wide open southern border where all kinds of people could be coming in. We'll address that in a second, but I think Rand Paul is right. Rand Paul urges the United States to stay hands off over Gaza attack. I actually agree, and I ask one more time. To those saying we must support Israel at all costs, say, really? At all costs? What if the cost is World War III? What if the cost is nuclear war? What if the cost is an attack on our homeland? What if the cost is a larger escalation with Iran and China and Russia? What if the cost is your sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters going to war to fight and die? Is that cost worth it over what happened in Israel? They say at all costs, but have you really weighed all the costs? Have you really thought about all the costs? And isn't it perfect every time the New World Order gets to use these wars for their own agendas? Militants behind Israel attack raised millions in crypto. So now they're saying, oh, well, they were only able to get this money in cryptocurrencies. So see, we have to stop cryptocurrencies and we have to monitor cryptocurrencies. Oh, that's what the central bankers want. They want to stop the cryptocurrencies from being successful because they want their own central bank digital currencies. X, formerly Twitter, amplifies disinformation amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. So what? Oh, the government has to come in and monitor Twitter now. The government has to come back in and take over Twitter and censorship and run the whole thing. So they're using this war to go after crypto and going after free speech on the internet. How convenient for the World Economic Forum.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.